Welcome to Talking Stock. I'm your host, Doug Harvey, Director of the Institute for Faculty Development at Stockton University. Talking Stock is a space where colleagues can discuss teaching, scholarship, and service. This week, we'll discuss part two of working with graduate students, and our guest this week will be...
Hey, my name is Kim Liebach. I am the Associate Professor of Education and also the Director of the Master of Arts in Education program.
Kim, thanks for joining us today. Let me start by asking you, what drew you to teaching graduate students? Why not undergrads?
Well, I actually am in a very unique position that I am lucky enough to be able to teach both. However, I've been the director of the Master of Arts in Education program for 8 years now. And so a lot of my work is rooted in the graduate levels for the graduate level students. But again, I really am in a unique position that I have the joy of teaching both.
And what do you see as the difference between those two? What do you teach them differently?
I do. There is definite differences between teaching undergraduate and graduate students. All of our students in the Master of Arts in Education program are already certified teachers. So the vast majority of them are working during the day as classroom teachers and then coming to class at night, or in some cases, online learning at night. So right away, there's a vast difference in the level of experiences that they bring to the classroom between an undergraduate student who has not been in a workplace environment yet and a graduate student who has been certified and is teaching every single day. So those differences of experiences are really important and change the dynamics of a classroom environment.
Yeah, I think I've done the same thing. I've been in the same boat as you in terms of teaching both. I started teaching graduate students and then moved into teaching undergraduate students. So it was a little bit of a different avenue to get there. But I do find the same thing. You know, the experience level is so different with graduate students. And do you find that they want that experience to be part of the course, or are they looking for you to sort of tell them things they don't know?
So I think it's a blend of both. For one, they want to be able to talk about their own experiences, including strengths, things that they are using in their classroom. They want to be able to share that with classmates, but they also want to come in and talk about their challenges. They may have had some different curricular issues that have come up over the past year. They may have had assessment issues that have come up, and they want to bring that to the table and talk to the professor and also talk to their classmates about how are they dealing with those specific challenges. So on one hand, I think that their own experiences become critical and need to be integrated into the class. However, because they're coming with experiences, they now have the opportunity to really take theoretical foundations that can be taught in graduate studies and really understand how they inform their practice and making those connections between theory and practice more explicit based upon their own experiences. When we think about undergraduate education, oftentimes that theory seems in isolation from the everyday practice of what they're going to be doing in the quote-unquote real world. However, with graduate students, they have those experiences right there, and they're now able to make those connections between theory and practice, and it becomes much more explicit for them. So I think that this really does give them an opportunity now to think more critically about the practice and the reason behind their practice based upon theory that they're reading.
Sure. Yeah, I would agree. I think one of the things I see, too, is they want that immediate practice. Like, they want to be able to take it right back into their workplace and start using it the next day. And I've always had good results when they've been able to do that.
I agree. They need to have both theory, practice, and be able to then use it and see those connections. They don't want it in isolation.
So what are some of the go-to strategies then that you use when you teach graduate students? Are there any activities or assignments that you give them that you think are really good?
So over the past 10 years, I would say one of the things that we've really been working on is the use of video. And by that, our graduate students go into their classrooms and they video their actual practice, what they're doing, teaching students. And we spend a lot of time analyzing what it is that they're doing. And the goal behind that is to improve your practice. There's teaching is a really complex activity. And in graduate school, we have the opportunity to bring that practice right into a graduate classroom and now analyze that practice in very meaningful ways. And they can then really use that to build and improve each and every day in what they're doing.
I love that idea. I think that's a wonderful way to approach it. If you had a colleague who was new to teaching graduate students, what would you say to them to get them started? What would be some of the advice you would give them?
So I've been asked this question multiple times as a director of the program. And one of the things that I always emphasize is that our graduate students are coming with a wealth of experiences to your classroom. And you've got to make sure that you have the opportunity to use those experiences as part of your class. It's great for us to be seen as the expert and have all that theoretical knowledge, but we've got to make sure that you are looking at what the students are doing, looking at what they're doing in their everyday lives, and integrate that into your own assignments, your own lectures, and your own activities in the classroom setting.
Now, it's been a while since it's been an issue for me, but is it ever odd to be teaching people who are older than you?
So I'm getting on the back end of that. 10 years ago, I felt that, wow, they have more lifetime experiences than I do. And what value can I bring into the classroom that really can enhance their learning? They're learning when their experiences might be so vast. But we come with a certain amount of experiences that can be very different. And sharing those experiences really can help that development happen. But as I said, now that I've been here a while, there's fewer and fewer students who are older than I am.
I remember when I first started teaching graduate students, and it was a little intimidating to have people that had been teachers for a long time, and I was telling them something, you know, that I had learned, but my experiences were not theirs. And I do remember, though, that it was a student that said to me at one point that they appreciated that I was bringing them something that they hadn't seen before. Right. So I think sometimes we get intimidated by the thought, they're so much more experienced than I am. But at the same time, I think they're looking for what you're bringing them, the new ideas.
And your own experiences that can be vastly different really do parallel with the students. And so that provides that opportunity to both develop. And one of the things that I always find from teaching graduate students is I learn more from each class than I think they probably do. There's not a class, and you know, some classes now I've been teaching for, you know, 15, 18 times, but I don't think there's ever a class that I don't come away saying, wow, I really learned something from a student or a group of students, or that conversation really made me think differently about something. So I think the other piece is that we always have to be open to the number of experiences that our graduate students have and how they can help us continue to develop.
Sure. I think that's a great place to stop. This is what we call the stock tips portion of the show. So are there any resources if somebody wants to learn more about teaching graduate students that you know of?
So one of the things that I've used and read about is theory on adult learning, because I think it's important for us to recognize that there's differences between our undergraduate students who often are still in adolescence versus our graduate students who are really learning in a different way and compartmentalizing it in very different ways. And so I've done some more reading on adult learning. Drago Severson comes to mind, and I think that those can really be great resources for thinking about how teaching adult learners can be different from adolescent learners.
Yeah, and I guess the core text there is Malcolm Knowles' andragogy work, which, right, I think it's the difference in experience that really makes graduate students a very unique type of student as opposed to an undergraduate student. And I think you've shared some really good ideas here. I will have in the show notes links to the resources that we discussed. Kim, thanks for joining me today. Where can people find you online if they want to talk more about this?
So you can email me at any time at kimberly.leback@stockton.edu.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Talking Stock is a podcast produced by me, Doug Harvey, for the Institute for Faculty Development at Stockton University. Visit our website, www.stockton.edu/IFD, where you can find a link to show notes and transcripts for every episode. The music for Talking Stock is provided by the Organic Music Library, www.organicmusiclibrary.com. Thank you for listening.